You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Hello listeners, this is Rhonda Harrison from the Searcher's Roadmap. We have Dr. Ella McDonald with us today, and we're doing the last in a six level series on the body and transcendent. This week is transcendent of self. We've been looking at the perspectives and transformation of body and self for the last 6 months on a monthly basis, and this week we're going to be looking at the transcendent self. And with that, I'm going to bring Dr. McDonald into the studio. Hi, Dr. McDonald.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you going?
I'm good. So tell us about what we're going to be talking about today on the transcendent self. Hello? I can't hear you very well. Hello? I'm sorry, listeners, we're going to wait for Ella to call us back in the back. We have run into a few difficulties. Here she is. There you go, Dr. McDonald. We're back.
Okay, great. This is much better.
Yeah. Well, you went into a garble phase where we couldn't hear you at all. It just
sounded
like
noise.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on from here.
Okay.
We'll edit that part out of the recording. So back to, we're looking at the transcendent self in a six-part series that's been Perspectives on Transformation of the Body and Self. And so this month, with the transcendent self, can you tell us about what this means for us in this type of format that we've been talking about?
Sure. Let me just do a little recap, since this is our last part in the series. So the name of the series is Perspectives in Transformation, and the first lecture, or the first talk that I gave, was Multiplicity and Diversity in Oneness. And what we talked about in that lecture, all this is moving toward the idea of the transcendent self. What we talked about in that talk was how we're all playing our individual instruments, and how, like you would have an oboe or a drum or a trumpet, and what we're struggling towards is creating a symphony with the music of our diversity and our multiplicity. And the music is what creates our lives, how we function in life, and that sort of thing. So harmony can create the music. We're all contributing to that music, oneness. So that's how the multiplicity and diversity and oneness manifests itself. The second talk we looked at was the dynamic body self. And in that talk, we talked about how our bodies we're trained or we're programmed to see it like as a statue, and we are what we have. And we talked about how there's movement constantly in our body, how our even from the moment of conception, they're moving, changing, and shifting. And so the new way to look at ourselves is that we are in this multiplicity and diversity, and our own instrument is our body, and it's constantly moving within this oneness. So this oneness is not static. It's a constant, quiet movement within holy all of existence. The third talk that we did was creating and manifesting, which has to do with sort of the old way of sitting still and having positive thoughts and the law of attraction and all that. We talked about being in the flow of this oneness, the flow of this dynamic body self, and letting go of the sides, like if we're in a boat going down the river, letting go of the sides and letting the boat carry us through the rapids, and trusting that the flow of life, when things start manifesting in our life, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And so instead of trying to make something happen that we want or need in our lives, we allow creation, or we allow the oneness, the flow, to carry us along spontaneously without effort, effortless ease. The fourth thing we talked about was unbounded awareness. Having unbounded awareness means knowing that we are in this multiplicity and diversity. We have this dynamic body self. We can create, we are creating and manifesting every day of our lives within the flow. And the unbounded awareness is like in a book where you have the white behind the words that are on the page. The page is holding the book or holding the words. The words are what's flowing through the awareness, and the awareness is the white part. The unbounded awareness is the white part. So in order to tap into this way of thinking, of this way of feeling, this way of living, we need to become aware of this constant. The only thing that's really constant for us is the awareness that's holding the words, so to speak, or that's holding us. And then the fifth thing we talked about were new ways to live, which was our last talk. And that's like being able to have this unbounded awareness, know that we're flowing in life, and know that when we start letting go and allowing ourselves to flow in life, how our lives start becoming more blissful, positive. Our environment reflects back to us how our lives are going. We reflect back to our environment what our needs are, that sort of thing. And today we're going to talk about the radiant transcendent self, which is our ultimate form of existence. And this radiant, this is a higher level of development. We also talked about in our other talks about brain development and how this higher intellect or this higher level of existence actually is a physical thing that happens in our brains, in our neocortex. And this next level of development, we begin to experience life in a holistic unity where this transcendent self is actually pure awareness itself. And this awareness is the awareness that we exist in all of existence in a holistic unity. And this holistic unity is more than just seeing and hearing and feeling and our mind and our emotions and our physicality. It is a diversity of all aspects of existence. So the multiplicity and diversity is a wholeness of all existence that has no bounds. So, this existence is within us, and we're also in existence. It's outside of us. We are in it. It is in us. And we begin, once we realize this, there's a point where we begin to experience this transcendent self as a part of that, and to let that wholeness include us, include you, include me, instead of feeling separate from it. We're included in it. Vision is in a specific way. You, who are in the One, and you are aware of the One, and you experience this through the center of awareness in your own body. And this awareness is unbounded. It's not limited. It comes from a place that is within you and outside of you. And this, I guess you could call it universal awareness. This awareness of our experience also includes us and includes all of existence. Does that make sense?
It all makes sense, and especially mm-hmm. with you describing it, so that we can understand the progression of the last 6 months and what we've been moving towards, and now we're at that point of looking at the whole. Am I correct?
That's correct. That's very good. Yes. So this awareness is a natural. We consider the adult level as human beings our final stage of life, and then most people die and go on to whatever's happening after that, or whatever that works for them. But
mm-hmm.
I'm proposing that there is another level of development, a physical level of development, just like the stages of childhood development. When we are an infant, we see life in one way. When we are a toddler, we see it another way. The toddler doesn't remember being an infant. When we're a teenager, we move on to the next level. The teenager doesn't know what anymore because they've developed to this next level of being an infant. And then our adult level, we have a hard time remembering what it was like being an infant or a toddler or a teenager, or that sort of thing. So I'm proposing that this next level of development is a letting go of the way we've experienced our lives and seeing ourselves, and that it's the next natural evolutionary state of our awareness. And the way we know that we're getting there, it's not really anything we can do other than take information like this and ponder it, think about it, and allow this development to start happening within us by, we can't get there so much on our own through quote-unquote scriptures or teaching. We actually have to catch it a little bit, like the measles, or like being around people that are already there, or being around others that have this awareness that know it's there, but they're in the process of development. So it's a way to step in to our own humanity at a higher level of intellect that will allow us and allow life to move out of this high flight or freeze thing that we've been living in for eons and decades of years of conflict and war and the atrocities that happen in the world today. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, the transcendent self is us already, but in order to transcend our own adult stage, like the butterfly transcends being from the cocoon, we develop out of that into our next level of development, which is this radiant transcendent self. And the radiant transcendent self, once you know you're starting to get there, you get this quiet bliss and this feeling of awareness within your own body. So you don't have to guess, am I there, am I not there? But it's an active participation in life, an active activation and actualization of this new brain development, which a lot of the neuroscientists feel that if we don't have a brain, we don't exist. There's a lot of controversy around that, but the one thing around that seems to be true is that while we do have a brain, and while it is growing and developing, there are large parts of it that are not activated, and that this next level of development is not only an activation, a connection of part of the brain that's already there, actually an actualization of that part so that it can translate into life itself, into this unbounded awareness, into the way that we live our lives and we relate to others and they relate to us. So life is constantly giving us feedback on how we're doing, if we're suffering, if we're having troubles financially, if we're having trouble in our relationships. It's giving us constant feedback where we are in our own development of this transcendent self. So is there a question or something that I can elaborate on?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, some of us get to this transcendent self faster than others or sooner than others, but don't you think that has a lot to do with how in the past, we were taught to stay away from a lot of this idea, those of us that are older, and the younger people are more inquisitive and less apt to listen to what, you know, the news or the media is telling them to listen to. I guess what I'm saying is I'm finding that there's quite a few younger people in this state of the transcendent self, and they've gotten there pretty quickly. You know, considering their age. And so do you think that's part of it, too, is that some of us have a harder time overcoming the, what I would call our...
programming.
Yeah, our programming, exactly.
Yeah, our conditioning and our programming. And, yes, I would agree with you. And I have also met younger people that are just, not interested in the things that we were brought up with. They are more activated and are coming in with part, their brains already actualized. A lot of them are, and that's encouraging because the more people that reach this, the more people will reach it. So it's like we're forming this morphogenetic field, as Rupert Sheldrake would say, where we're lifting up humanity. Right now, we haven't reached a point of what you would call critical mass, but we're getting closer. And they did a study once on birds flying in flocks in they studied how many birds have to change directions before the whole flock will change.
Yeah.
And it was 11%. It was 11%. And that, if you've got 7 billion people on the planet, that's really not that many people for
right.
the consciousness to shift. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the consciousness that we're all changing to which seems to be more of, you know, let's hear what everybody has to say, not just one group, or just because you're in a higher level of government, should we take everything you say, you know, like it's gold, you know, we are starting to question more those in authority and those that are
they're in the role that we've allowed them to tell us, you know, the direction, what's right, what's wrong.
Right.
Make our laws, that sort of thing. We're starting to wake up. However, you can just look around you at the world and see that there's quite a ways to go. Well, what I'm purporting in this series is that each individual person can contribute to that by being able to have this information and to know it, where before they may be overwhelmed with what they...
Mm-hmm. And that's the nice thing about this series for our listeners is that you can always go in the archives and look it back up under the Searcher's Roadmap, and Ella's always done a show every second Friday of every month since the Star Show started in March of 2013. So you can go back and re-listen to a lot of her shows and be able to access all the information if you happen to missed it or you're wondering, wow, I can't quite remember all of Lesson 3, you know, where look at, you know, downloading that at the Searcher's Roadmap, and then you can also reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. And Ella, can you tell them how to get a hold of you?
Yes. My website is stressace.com, and go to the yoga area. And then my phone number is 901-457-8895. They can also email me at Ella, E-L-L-A, at stressace.com. And so, so that's how you can reach me.
And you're doing something else exciting I've seen posted, that you're starting your own radio show. Can
yes.
you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's called Stress Ace Blog Talk Radio, Stress Ace Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to be focusing on people that, how they work with stress, how they handle stress. I've got some exciting people lined up. I've got artists. I've got musicians. I have my associate in Australia who we've created Stress Ace Yoga with. She's going to come on. I just met a fellow yesterday who is a famous Mexican artist in Tijuana, and he's building a house. He's designed the house. I actually did post some in the shape of a woman, and he's got the doorway going in through her side. His art museum is in her belly. His office is in her head. It's quite something. So I said to him, I said, I'd love to interview you on my blog talk radio show because I'd like to know how you've been able to live here in Tijuana, survive, and work with stress. And he speaks English and French. He's also a French cook. So I think that'll be a very interesting show that we're going to talk about.
Sounds very interesting. And also, what day of the week is this show?
I will be, if you want to go to my Facebook page, just look at Stress Ace Blog Radio or Ella McDonald or Stress Ace Yoga for Natural Stress Control. But after interviewing, it'll all relate back to exploring stress, how we work with stress, how stress is stored in the body, how create our own brain growth through activity and neuroplasticity, you know, getting the neuroplasticity going, how we can start consciously within ourselves living this radiant transcendent self without being bogged down in this quagmire that our programming and our conditioning has can allow us. And also,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going out on a limb here a little bit saying this, but also the death program, the program of we only get so many years and then we die. And we're supposed to be doing some kind of activity between living and dying, but a lot of people don't know what that is. And that the possibility of opening up our DNA to, you know, not having a death program. One of the things that I like to say is that I have always existed, and there never has been a time that I have not existed, and there never be, will be a time that I do not exist. And if we are transcendent self, and transcendent self is us, and we are part of this greater existence, there's no reason we should have a death program going. But we do. So we got that somewhere along the line. And
yeah, and that's been going on. That's been going on for thousands of years, that tape.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a tape. And not that immortality is a desirable state. I mean, some people would see it as a horrible way if they're going to live in misery for the rest of their lives. So, and it's not really being about being immortal. It's about not succumbing to a program that has been almost installed in us, that we
mm-hmm.
have. And scientists are starting to discover lots of things about the DNA, that it can be changed and that it's malleable. And so we're not static bodies. We're constantly moving, constantly changing. And
we're constantly making new cells and new parts of ourselves and new ideas and new dimensions of ourselves, as long as we're staying open to that we are in that flow and we're in a flow that we all integrate each other's information. You know, if we're open to the DNA change, you know, because that in itself, with that death contract, you're right, it's like a lot of people leave, I think, sometimes sooner than they should. And then I have like a grandfather right now that's 105 and a half, and he doesn't have a death contract. He's just here to be here, you know,
yeah.
and talk to people and tell them how different it's been in the last 100 years, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, and you don't come across very many people at 105 who are totally healthy, just
right.
They've aged, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
he's never been in a hospital or anything, so.
Yeah. So he's one of the ones that, you know, you want to talk to. Maybe you want to interview him. That would be
yeah. And say, how did you do this?
Yeah, exactly. The other thing I just want to mention is, you know, when I talked about awareness, conversations with people, when you speak, when you speak, vibration, and language is really inadequate that for it to, I mean, we have to communicate with each other, and we do that through words, which are symbols for what we really are trying to say. And sometimes we miss that. Through, you know, definition or whatever, and I don't want to get into that. But what I want to say is, if you're vibrating within this transcendent self and you're speaking from this higher place, this place of elevation, and the words will pervade and you will uplift yourself and others by what you speak about. If you speak about your suffering, if you speak about the horrible things, I'm not saying ignore them or deny them, but I'm saying that the vibration of your words and your intent of communicating with someone really makes a difference, can really make a difference in your life. And this is not about positive thinking or any of that. It's not about denying the atrocities in the world or not being able to help other people. It's about being aware when you speak. You can even say the most negative thing that's kind of hard to communicate to somebody, but if you're vibrating at a higher level, the level of this transcendent self, it can come across and they can look at it and see it in a way that's going to give them constructive feedback and upliftment and take you to the next level as well. So it's extremely powerful, and you're doing a good job at this because you've got this radio show going, you have positive people on it, you have people that have something to say that wanting to help bring up the oneness, to bring up the vibration of the oneness, which we're all in. We're all swimming in. It's in us. We're in it. It's constantly flowing. So in that flow, how we speak and how we talk and how we vibrate within that existence, that old adage, if a butterfly flaps its wing in Japan, it goes out into existence like dropping a pebble in the water and the rings start going out. So I just wanted to say that as well.
Thank you so very much, Ella. And, you know, I mean, this has been a very positive thing, I think, for a lot of people, this radio show, and it shows, you know, that people have been listening to it since it started 5 years ago. And, you know, the primary idea of the Searcher's Roadmap is to help the seeker find what they're looking for, or at least an avenue of something that resonates for them, you know, and that's why I encourage people to go back and listen to the archives, you know, hear what other people have to say, the healings that have happened in those, or meditations are just as active today as they were the day that they were recorded live, and, you know, just really check that out as far as how beautiful it is to be in a day and age where we can archive this information so it isn't lost. And that's a lot of what I do, is archiving information so that those of them that can't get to it any other way can get to it through the radio. You know, and I know that, yeah, you know, it goes out to a lot of countries. So, you know, that's why I'm so excited of getting different and new people all the time from different venues, from gemologists to, you know, yoga people to angel workers to, you know, theta healers to corandera's, you know, because you never know what's going to fit for someone.
That's right.
And they all,
yeah,
have their potential, you know.
That's right. They're the diversity within the oneness, absolutely. That's a perfect
mm-hmm.
example. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a lot about the rainbow bridge time that Black Elk spoke about, that, you know, there would be coming a time where we would all be sharing our information instead of hiding it or holding on to it only for our
yeah.
tribe or our community.
Right.
And
or
I
being
see
afraid
that
to share it. Yeah, being afraid to share it for fear of persecution. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
a big thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So our
it still is in some parts of the world, you know.
And still exists, yeah.
You know, and that's why we have to put a higher vibration out there to get that gone, you know, to get it, you know, so that we're all on the same page. Because I think once we're all on the same page, you know, it's going to be beautiful, but we're going to be at a different place in the page, maybe each person. But, you know,
yeah.
it's still where we're having this idea of the oneness and the vibration of the what we put out there does matter.
Yes, and it's a little bit like that when I was talking about critical mass. Like if you had
mm-hmm.
Contaminated water and you started putting fresh water in it, and you know, it takes a certain amount of time for fresh water to overtake the contaminated water, and soon you have fresh water flowing. So
mm-hmm.
we're in this river, and you know, we don't need to accumulate because we're in the flow. And when we become the flow, it's a process of creativity within the big part of life. So differences and all that become the same within the life, within this one life that we're living. And we get this experience personally in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it all becomes fluid, and appreciation is one of the ways to get this, get in the flow and get going. And then once we're in the flow, we get synchronicity, and once we get synchronicity, then things start happening that are going to move us along in a positive way. So it just takes a while. But appreciation can, you know, like I appreciate you, I appreciate the opportunity to share your radio show. So, and this is, knowing you has now opened up the idea of me. That's with me in another place. So I'm really grateful and appreciative of you, Rhonda, and I really thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and it's always so pleasant when you're on the show because you help us deal with stress and you help us, you know, do different things. With this transcendent self, is there maybe a guided meditation or some type of visualization that you could do with the listeners to be able to bring it home to them on a personal level?
What I can do, if you're open to it, just let me know, is we can sit in silence together. And in this silence, I will vibrate as best I can where I am with this transcendent self. And through the vibrations, you'll be uplifted to where I am. Not that you're not now, but you'll at least conjoin with me of where I am and be uplifted to this quiet, active, blissful place. And it's a little bit like I said before, catching the measles or catching a teaching or something, but it's not through words. It's through vibration. If you want to try that, we can do it if you'd like.
Sure. What I'll do to start is something tells me to vibrate on with my chakra bowl and to start it with that. How many minutes do you want to sit in silence?
Let's sit in silence 3 minutes. I know that doesn't sound very long, but it is. It's a lot for some people. So,
and then at the end of the 3 minutes, I'll do the chakra bowl again.
Excellent. Will you be the timer as well?
Yes, I'll be the timer.
Okay. Let's
okay.
do that. You
all
tell
right.
us when to start. Okay.
Okay. Start. Take a deep breath. Are you there, Ella?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to say, how was your sense of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chakra bowl just resonates that vibration.
Uh-huh. So what's your sense of the experience?
I could feel a total lifting of my energy and of my physical body, and then it's like on the spiritual level, I could feel like the crown chakra opening even wider, more gold coming into it, you know, and then this beautiful violet flame, you know, resonating in the heart.
Well, it certainly was uplifting for me, and if I'm uplifted, you all will be uplifted, and it sounds like you had an experience of that. So that's amazing, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have shared that with you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. I think at this point, we're going to go on ahead. We don't have any callers, and I don't really have any listeners in the back. So I think I'm going to have you give us your information, and the name of the new radio show you started, and then I'll give them my information, and then we'll close out with some music, and that will be it.
Okay, Rhonda, that sounds good. All right, my name is Dr. Ella McDonald. You can find me on Facebook under Ella McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. Our website is stressace.com. You can reach me via email, ella@stressace.com. My phone number is 901-457-8895. I do have an ebook, and I have a 15-minute YouTube video. It's under, you can just type in Stress Ace to get it. It's free. And it's the Body Clock Harmonizer. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm really enjoyed doing this series, and it's been a pleasure. And I'd love to talk to you about some other things when you can.
Yes, we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Real soon. And listeners, this is the Searcher's Roadmap. We are on every Friday from noon to 1. Sometimes we go over. Sometimes we end a little early. It just kind of depends on the flow of the show and where everyone's energy's at. And with that, I'm just going to close out telling you can find us in the archives. And, you know, thank you so very much for listening and being with us today. And we'll look forward to seeing you again on another day. And with that, I will close out with some beautiful relaxation music.
Mm-hmm.